Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, July 14th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Sri Lanka's parliament considers anti-conversion legislation. Reproductive health education is being used to lead teens to Christ in Brazil. And teens in Zambia are helping women come to Christ in prison. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Sri Lanka, where an anti-conversion bill will be considered by the nation's parliament next week. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver is concerned.
The bill obviously is put in place to keep the evangelical Christian church from having any kind of ministry, and it is being driven by the Buddhist. And the long-range goal here is to make Sri Lanka a Buddhist country.
Rodehaver says the Buddhists are threatened by the large number of people turning to Christ, and Christians have been attacked. He believes the legislation will backfire on the Buddhists.
God usually blesses in the midst of that persecution by people coming to know Christ. Instead of responding with hate, Christians respond with love. And that's a great testimony, and it has a drawing effect.
IN Network is praying their school for slum children in Colombo will continue operating if the bill is approved. Next, in China, there are two types of churches: the unregistered illegal house church movement and the registered legal church. Many organizations are helping the underground church, but few are ministering to the legal church. That's exactly what China Partner has been doing for years. Mike Falkenstein says they want to do more, so that's why they're in China today.
We're traveling to seven cities. We're going to be doing a lot of research, actually. We're going to be asking a lot of questions about what registered churches in China need, especially in the area of theological training. We're sensing that the needs for training are changing.
Training is needed in marriage counseling and other pastoral duties. Falkenstein says they're going to need help.
We're also looking to recruit more both Western and Chinese pastors in the West to come with us to China. In 2005, we're looking at having a 13 two-week team.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Students in the United States learning about Romania raised more than $75,000 to help send scriptures to Romanian children. This collaboration is between the Bible League's Children Caring for Children and the Lutheran School's Hearts for Jesus Project. The classroom's mission project sent scripture to 37,000 children. The program was designed to give children a heart for those who don't have God's Word and Bibles to those who need them. Meanwhile, with HIV/AIDS on the increase around the world, many mission groups are taking a proactive approach on education. OC International is just one organization that's trying to stem the increase. OC's Lisa Groves is working with youth in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
What I do is train the leaders to do a study of the Bible, God's plan for sex, and also the fact that our bodies belong to Him according to 1 Corinthians 6, and also how they can walk in victory in the area through the power that they have in Jesus Christ.
The goal is to eventually lead them to Christ. Grove says as youth groups begin to study the issue, something great happens.
They start policing each other in their dating practices, and with the changes in dating practice, that definitely makes a difference in avoiding, falling in that area.
And women are coming to Christ in a Zambian prison because of Teen Missions International. Zambian teens from the Teen Missions Bible Missionary and Work Training Center are sharing God's Word with these needy ladies. Ministry leaders say the prison population has swollen as refugees from Congo have crossed into Zambia and are arrested as illegal immigrants. Three women came to Christ during their most recent visit. Pray that other prisons will be open to receive this type of ministry. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.